All right, guys, so welcome back to another episode of the Fairly Lame podcast. As always, my name is Dom, and this is your home of good environmental news from all around the world. This is episode 75, and as always, for a quick little overview of what I've got for you guys today, I will start off learning about how giant panda conservation is going in China. Then, staying in China, we'll have a look at the mind-blowing amount of solar panels they installed last year. Then the first successful rhino embryo transfer and what it could mean for the last two northern white rhinos. And finally, a new electric car battery passport, which could be coming to the EU. And just quickly for the weekly reminder, make sure to keep sending through all the good environmental news, organizations, initiatives, whatever you guys come across, so I can include it in next week's episode and share it with the rest of the audience. Let's just get straight into our first story, which, like I said, is about how China's conservation efforts has seen the number of wild giant pandas almost double. It's estimated that in the 1980s, there was just 1,114 pandas in the country, with the decline largely due to the cutting down of bamboo forests, as well as poaching, either directly targeting them or by being accidentally caught in traps intended for other species. But maybe the best thing China did to halt the decline was the creation of the 5.5 million acre Giant Panda National Park, which is now home to over 70% of the wild population. The park stretches across three of China's provinces and connected 67 existing reserves to allow pandas that had been isolated by roads, agriculture, and human settlements to move between different regions, reproduce with new groups, and respond to disasters. And within the park, conservation groups and local communities are building an inventory of wildlife in the area so they can see how the protection of pandas is also helping other species in the ecosystem. And on top of the park, over 700 pandas are currently in captivity, which conservationists say will allow them to maintain 90% of the species' genetic diversity for up to 200 years if something drastic was to happen to the wild ones. Back in 2016, the giant panda was downlisted from endangered to vulnerable, and a spokesperson from China's Forestry and Grasslands Administration said that the country's efforts to protect the species should be considered one of its greatest accomplishments. And so for our next story, we're actually going to be staying in China, as it's about how in 2023, they added more solar panels than any other country has in their history. So in 2023, China added 217 gigawatts of solar, which was a massive step up from their previous record of 87. And for comparison, the US, which is the world's second largest solar market, only has a total of 175 gigawatts. This means that China now produces roughly 40% of all the solar power generated around the world. And maybe what's more insane is that the country is projected to jump from its current capacity of 609 gigawatts to 1,000 in just 3 years. And according to the International Energy Agency, one of the biggest reasons why this is possible is that the cost of setting up a solar array has dropped by over 80%, largely due to the innovations and manufacturing power of China. As for wind energy, since 2017, China has doubled the size of its offshore and onshore wind farms to a total of 310 gigawatts, and by the end of last year, the world added enough turbines to power nearly 80 million homes. And despite electricity demand increasing over the next 3 years, the International Energy Agency is projecting that green sources will produce almost half of the world's electricity by 2026, and renewables are expected to overtake coal by early next year. Now, the next story that I've got for you guys this week is another one to get extremely excited about, as it's about how scientists have just completed the first successful rhino embryo transfer, and it could literally save northern white rhinos. So for some context, back in 2018, the last male northern white rhino passed away, leaving two infertile females as literally the last of their kind, and at the moment they spend all of their time under 24-hour armed protection. However, a conservation group called BioRescue were just able to achieve two successful pregnancies in the less endangered southern white rhino by transferring embryos, proving that the technique could be used to save the northern subspecies. Northern white rhino embryos have been created with frozen cells from males which had passed away, along with eggs from one of the females, and they're currently being stored in liquid nitrogen at top secret locations in Germany and Italy. And the idea is that the embryo would be carried by a southern white rhino surrogate, and if successful, the baby would be the first northern white rhino born since 2000. And the scientists may go all in, as they've said that if the pregnancy is going well, they'll get some more going so that the first lot of calves can learn off the two remaining females how to behave like a northern white rhino before they pass away. Because the embryos come from the cells of just three rhinos, they won't be able to produce a viable population on their own, but scientists are planning on collecting genetic material from museum samples and using gene editing to improve the diversity. BioRescue is saying that this is not just a scientific experiment and that they're genuinely trying to bring the species back from the brink, and they're planning to implant the first embryo in May this year, so make sure to keep tuning into the potty. And finally, for the last story of this week's episode, I want to tell you guys how electric cars could require a battery passport to enter the European Union. So the idea is that the passport would trace a bunch of different information ranging from where and how the minerals were mined, who processed them, all the way up to the final battery to put greater responsibility on the manufacturer to have transparent and ethical supply chains. At the moment, it's looking like 90 different pieces of information will be recorded and linked to the vehicle identification or VIN number, but it's important to note that it won't all be available for everyone to see to protect the company's intellectual property. Instead, it'll be a bit more of a need-to-know type thing where consumers will get more general info, battery recyclers will see what they need to safely handle and process them, but the manufacturers will see everything so they can't play dumb if something comes out about their products. The organisation behind the initiative is called Circular, and they're working directly with the EU as well as brands like Audi and BMW to figure out what exactly needs to be included ahead of the target implementation date of February 2027. And aside from the batteries, the EU is taking a similar stance in relation to deforestation, as from 30 December this year it will bring in its deforestation regulations, which will prohibit companies from selling goods that are linked to the activity. So guys, that will do us for another episode of the Fairly Lame Podcast. Another great episode. Really enjoyed a lot of those stories. Let me know what you guys think, again, either down in the YouTube comments, over on Instagram, or in that little comment box, whatever you'd call it, on Spotify. And yeah, hopefully you guys enjoyed. We'll see you guys next week. Have a good rest of the week. Drive to work, drive to the gym, whatever the hell you're doing. We'll see you guys then. See ya.